This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour and final hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we will be giving away a great CVA Wolf muzzleloader to some lucky listener today. If you're in the contest, you're in. We've got your name. We've got your number. We've got a ticket with your number on it here. And we'll be drawing that ticket right after the bottom of the hour. So we have to the bottom of the hour to enter in the final muzzleloader contest of 2013 for the month of December, and gave you a bonus week at the beginning and a bonus week at the end here. So we're going to do that, you know, right around the bottom of the hour, maybe after the second break or something like that. So call us at 410-922-6680 to get in the contest. Leave your name and phone number, and then all you got to do is go on the air and say, just called to be in the contest. Well, okay, that's fine. That's all we ask. WW Tire and Auto Service is a great sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I'm working with them. I've got a little issue with the truck right now. I've been trying to get it figured out, and even had a chance to talk to Dave Cirio the other night about it, who has You Ought to Know here on the radio station coming up here in a couple hours. We're working on the problem, and that'll be next week, dealing with that, doing some further testing, trying to get it figured out. It's not anything that's fatal, but it's not happy for my truck, so we're working on it. But I wanted to give a shout-out to Griffin's Service Center. Since been in Randallstown since the year I was born, 1954. They're on Brenbrook Drive, right behind the Shell station there. Had a light come on last night. It was a low tire pressure light, which happens to a lot of folks in the cold weather and the cold temperatures. And what I found unusual about it was, the truck sat all day and I didn't get it, but I'd been out and running around and doing some errands in the afternoon, and it actually came on my way home, which was after 5 o'clock. So I stopped by Griffin's and said, "What do you think?" And they said, "Let's just put some air in the tires and see if the light goes out." And they did. So I just wanted to say thanks to Stan Griffin and the folks there at Griffin's Service Center on Brenbrook Drive in Randallstown. So shout out to those guys. Let's talk to Tommy, Delaware. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
Cold. I'm out here delivering papers.
Yeah.
Drive with the window open all morning, all night.
Yeah, how's that?
It's my fingers froze.
How do you keep your left arm and fingers warm?
I was born in Michigan, grew up in Minnesota, and spent 12 years in Alaska. I'm used to the cold, but this overnight cold is worse.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, and they always say it's always darkest before the dawn. What's also always coldest right before dawn too.
Yeah, I listen to you guys every Saturday while I'm doing my paper route.
No, I appreciate that. What part of Delaware?
Camden area.
Camden. Okay, good. I'm glad we're booming in over there. Sounds good.
Yeah, most of the time I can get you. Sometimes is the depending on the weather, I can't.
Yeah, it all depends. It all depends. Yeah. Sure, I understand. That's AM,
yeah,
buddy.
I love listening to your show.
No, thanks, Tommy. Are you a hunter, fisherman?
No, but my nephew is. And
I got you.
I'm just too much arthritis for me to get out there and do that.
Yep. Well, buddy, I hope you stay warm out there today.
Yep. You take care.
All right, Tom. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How you doing?
Good morning. I just wanted to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All righty. Bye-bye. There goes Alice. Billy, Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Alice. How are you?
I'm doing great, Billy. It's Alan, by the way.
Oh, okay, Alan. Happy New Year to you. Just riding around this morning looking for some deer. This is my usual Sunday or Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Getting up with between 5 and 7.
Did you find any? Did you find any?
I have two of them.
Yeah.
And on Forest Drive.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be out there looking for them in Montgomery County this afternoon. Final day of the muzzleloader season, and then we've got 2 days of firearms coming up next Friday and Saturday. So, yep. Well, good, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Okay, good luck today, and I really appreciate your show.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate
it. Every Saturday morning to listen to you.
I appreciate you saying that very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And to all of our listeners, we do appreciate it. We hear it a lot. Folks like the show for some reason. I'm still trying to figure that out. Nick's shaking his head. He doesn't know either. So, you know, but all right. I ask about how do you stay warm? Here's a buddy, Ron, says, when I'm in my stand, I start to get a little chill. I do some isometric exercises. When you flex your muscles and hold at 5 seconds and then release, it works well to heat your core. It doesn't work too well for your fingers, fingertips or toes. Well, yeah, that's probably right. So a little isometric exercises, you know, clench up, hold it 5-6 seconds, let it go. Certainly does work. Sometimes your body does that automatically. But the question I had was, how do you stay warm, you know, in a deer stand or whatever? You know, when you're a goose pit, you can put one of those propane heaters in there and fire it up, one of those Mr. Heaters, and that works great. If you have a box wood stand and you want to put it in there, that's good too. And they work well. You know, you just got to carry the propane tanks with you. But, you know, that's okay. And they do heat the place up. However, if you're just worried about, I mean, if you're just dealing with dressing, how do you stay warm? Well, what gets cold? What gets cold? Your ears get cold. Your fingers get cold. Your toes get cold. Your back, the small of your back gets cold. So you got to protect those key areas. When I dress, I always wear a base layer. And there are different types of base layers. There are different thicknesses. I noticed at a big sporting goods store the other night, they have 4 different levels from, you know, lightweight to expedition weight. The one I found that works the best for me is called Extreme Cold Weather System. It's ECWS system. It's basically a fleece-lined poly product of some kind that it keeps me very warm in very cold temperatures like we have today. So I make sure that the base layer is pulled up over the small of my back, the bottoms and the tops come down over that. I make sure that I have a long-tailed shirt on over that of some kind, also synthetic product. Now, I don't use – now, wool would work, but I don't use a lot of wool. But and then I put a windproof layer on over that, and that is extremely important to have a windproof layer. You can go anywhere and find, you know, it's got to be windstopper stuff. And usually it's a fleece that's layered over a windstopper type of fabric. And it doesn't have to be camo. I mean, what comes to mind right now is this Duluth Trading. They make one called a Shoreman. I think it's called a Shoreman's jacket or something like that. But it's a layer of fleece over a wind-stopping layer over another layer of fleece. And, you know, that is vital to staying warm is that wind stopper layer. And then I put another heavier coat, usually some type of fleece lined coat or something. I have a couple of Under Armour jackets that I use as a top layer. Sometimes I use a heavier fleece layer. It depends on what I'm hunting. As far as my legs are concerned, I usually don't wear jeans. Cotton to me in cold weather is cold. I'll wear some type of hunting pants made out of some kind of microfiber or something like that. I have a pair of outdoor pants that I've been wearing for years. I used to wear fleece all the time, but I've found better things. My feet, well, there's a couple things I wear on my feet. I've had trouble with my feet for a long, long time. My feet are continuously numb. It comes from having a disease called Guillain-Barré back in 1995. It left my feet tingling every step of the way. So I use either heavy wool socks that seem to work well and wick the sweat away, or I use something called Storm Socks. And I can't tell you the brand name. I can't remember it. I know they're available at some of the camping stores. They're called Storm Socks, and I've recommended it to some folks. But they're a synthetic fiber that's fleece-lined, and they work really well. The gloves that I wear, I love gloves that are Polar Fleece or Polar Tech with Thinsulate. Thinsulate is key. to keeping your hands warm and keeping them dry, keeping the sweat from running. Keep your hands and feet dry, and you know, you'll stay much, much warmer. Over my wool socks or my storm socks, I either wear a line boot. I've been wearing a lot of the last probably 10 years. I've been wearing neoprene boots that have, you know, 1,000 grams or 800 grams or 600 grams of thinsulate, depending on the situation. Usually a rubber bottom boot, like a heavy muck boot or another brand that's similar to that. And on my head, I always, always, always wear a face mask, usually a Polartec face mask in the wintertime, like a black, you know, Polartec face mask. And on top of that, I wear my 180s, my earmuffs, my 180s made right here in Baltimore, Caroline Street. And, you know, I can hear through them and everything else. My hat, my blaze orange hat, I've got one that's lined with Thinsulate, and you got to keep your head covered up. So head to toe, I'm covered up. Those little chemical hand warmers and stuff, they work if you keep them in your pocket and stick your hands in there every now and then. But if I'm wearing them, if it's that cold, I will put them on my wrist, on the palm side of my wrist, and put them under the band in my jacket or my shirt, and warm that blood flow going into my hands, right there where the veins are exposed on my wrist, on my palm side of my wrist. If you heat those blood vessels up and warm that blood up just a little bit going into your hands, you'll stay much warmer than packing those things into a glove. I don't know anything about heated insoles. I don't know anything about the Thermacell insoles. I haven't tried them. I don't know anything about them. And I don't know anybody that's used them. So if you've used them and you had luck with them, call us 410-922-6680 and let us know. Let's talk to Karen in Centerville. Good morning, Karen. How you doing? Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen. Where'd Karen go? Karen, call back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, the Wild is calling the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by you and me and millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at thegreatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive. expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. All right, let's talk to Jay in Carroll County. Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. Fine.
What's up?
On this cold day.
It is cold.
I live in a small development
here
in Carroll County, and there's a fellow that has a field and some woods next door to our development, and he's, to me, he's maintaining a nuisance. It's like a little old lady that keeps buying cats and pretty soon has 80 cats in her house.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's collecting deer. I've watched it go from a couple, maybe 5 years ago, to the other night there was 14 running around in the field next door.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running around the neighborhood during the day now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any rules or regs against somebody doing that kind of thing?
Is he feeding them?
That I can't tell you.
Yeah, well, how would he keep them there without feeding them? I mean, he apparently has the only cover in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And if you're in a development in a rural area, you have just developed the perfect deer habitat.
Yeah.
And if he's got food, water, and cover on his property, I don't know that he's doing it intentionally. Now, if he's feeding them, okay. But I don't think there's any rules against that.
Yeah, well, I like I say, 5 years ago there was two, and now there's 14, and I'm thinking.
Well, 5 years ago, you do the math, okay?
Yeah.
One buck, one doe, that's two, right?
Right.
Following spring, that's four. Because the doe will give birth to two fawns.
Well, what I'm worried about, where this thing's going, you know, they're going to be 35, 40.
Yeah, probably. I have a friend that lives next to, adjacent to the reservoir. And he was on his property. He has a couple of acres there on his property hunting, and a fella was on the reservoir and spooked a herd of deer out the other day. There were 35 in the bunch.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous.
Tell me what harm they're doing.
Well, they're eating everybody's shrubbery in the neighborhood, for one thing. But they're also carrying deer ticks. What's that disease? Lyme's disease.
Yep.
I've already had that.
Yep.
And they're a hazard, you know, for automobiles.
The only thing you can do is possibly approach the neighbor and ask him if he would allow hunting on his property.
It's basically too close to homes for firearms. I don't know if you
can. There's all kinds of programs out there where people come in with archery tackle. And we'll reduce a deer herd if they have the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things that you might ask him. Is he troubled with the deer or does he like them?
I don't really know him.
Well, you need to talk to the guy.
But it's like I say, I can see into the future that it's going to be a major problem.
Yeah, well, it probably is. And if you have a homeowners association, maybe that's the place to start.
Okay.
And look, I got to tell you, there's a large development in Frederick County called Spring Ridge. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's hundreds and hundreds of homes and townhomes and individual homes. They have a service that comes in and manages their deer herd.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there are services out there that do that. And, you know, they contract with the homeowners. The homeowners all understand what's going on. Many of them don't like it, but they certainly understand it. If you have a homeowners association, join the homeowners association, become involved, get on, you know, go to a meeting, make a presentation, and, you know, bring out the things that you're telling me. I unfortunately can't solve your problem unless the guy lets me hunt. You know,
right? Yeah.
You know, but there are those types of scenarios all over Maryland because of what do we call it? Suburban
sprawl.
Sprawl. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
So. Well, I was just thinking. You know, I know like you're not allowed to maintain too many pets in a household.
No, that.
Maybe there needs to be a statewide reg on. Having property where
more law. Why bring the state into it? Why can't you just talk to the guy?
I'll start with that.
I mean, just talk to the guy and say, what's your purpose here? Do you like seeing him? You know, and you're going to hear something like, well, my wife really likes seeing him.
Yeah.
You know, well, okay, has your wife ever hit one with a car? You know, because we don't want that happening here in the neighborhood. We don't like the Lyme disease for our kids and our pets.
Yeah.
You know, you're creating a problem.
Will deer actually, will they come after you, like if your kids are out playing?
Depends on the time of year. Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Depends on the time of year.
Oh, okay.
Does will defend their fawns in the summertime. Not necessarily aggressively. They do that more so by moving the fawns away from you. But in the mid October to mid December, yeah, you have that potential there for you know, bucks who are looking to mate with the does and being very territorial. So,
and that's another question you reminded me of. Why is it I only see the does and the fawns and never see the bucks?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the bucks are primarily nocturnal.
Maybe that's what it is.
And if there's hunting around the area and they're feeling the pressure, they're going to stay nocturnal. You know, put a trail cam. You know, why don't you invest in a trail camera and show the guy just how many deer he has on his property, unless he already knows.
I don't even need a trail camera. I can walk it right out there around 4:30 in the afternoon, right up to him almost, and take a regular photograph.
Well, there you go. Jay, I don't know what to tell you. I understand it's a concern, but if you know there's the primary means of controlling the deer herd here in Maryland is recreational hunting, and you know some of the county properties have managed hunts. I just saw an article where they started to down in Rock Creek Park in D.C. starting use sharpshooters. This is the second or third year of the program using sharpshooters to take out some of the deer and. You know, if that's what you want, you can, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Right.
So
one other bad factor is there's a retirement home close by this property.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody that lives there is sitting in there, you know, having a cup of coffee, watching the deer.
Oh, they probably love it. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. Oh, look at the deer. I know they probably have them all named.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Sorry. Right. I don't have a solution for you, and there's no regulation that I know of. So.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. I don't know what to say after that. I just don't. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They're getting ready to launch into fishing season. They got the fishing license all queued up and ready to go. They have all kinds of fishing tackle coming in now. Of course, they're still selling muzzle loaders and firearms and shotguns and handguns for personal protection. They can help you out with that. They've got a little bit of ammo coming in. They've got some handguns back in stock. I noticed there in the counter the other day they've got some firearms for self-defense. So why not give them a call or stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you've never been there, it's worth the trip, and you could just kind of gawk at everything. I bought a gun case from them the other day and some other stuff. So I enjoy talking to the guys, Bill and Clyde and the rest of them,
And they all have opinions, and they all have areas of expertise. So why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108. There is some winter fishing going on. They'll be more than glad to share that information with you on the fishing hotline, 247-3474. That's 247-FISH. www.clydesports.com, your full-line Browning dealer.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The number of music streaming services is set to explode as record labels warm up to the idea of renting access to their vast libraries of tunes. Dozens of companies are planning to launch new services. In some ways, the new crop will differ from Spotify and its existing competitors, most of which provide unlimited access to 20 million tracks for about $10 a month. Newcomers will also differ from custom radio services like Pandora Media and iHeartRadio that let users create stations based on personal preferences. The new models will feature more genre-focused services, which can bring down the subscription price because of the narrower catalog. A niche service could charge as little as $3 a month, while others might allow fans to subscribe for just a week at a time. Some may offer discounted access to music catalogs by not including new releases. The aim is to bring a wider range of consumers into the world of music streaming. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Attention, teachers, nurses, government employees, police officers, and firefighters. If you're struggling to pay student loans, then your entire student loan can be forgiven. You heard correctly. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you can potentially have the remaining balance of your student loan debt completely forgiven. We can help anyone with student loans potentially cut their payments in half. Call now for free information. 800-798-1205. 800-798-1205. 800-798-1205.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com.
I'd love to spit some beaching up in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make a run, but with them old boys raised on shotgun, we say grace and we say ma'am, and you ain't in the back, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
All right, little Hank there for you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Getting ready to draw the ticket for the muzzleloader here, and we'll have Nick come in and pull a couple tickets for first and second place, and we'll see what we got going on here real shortly. So give us a few minutes, and we'll get that done, and we'll announce the names in just a second here. Give us a call here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show if you want to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Comment on anything you heard about in the last hour or so. If you'd like to comment on that, we'd love to hear from you. And, you know, we'll see. I don't have a topic for you at the moment, so we're just I'm just struggling here on trying to get these numbers coordinated with the tickets and get everybody's name in the right spot and get everybody's get all the tickets in the right spot. So, well, the way this works is we write down your name and phone number, and then everybody gets a number that's that coordinates with a ticket. And the tickets are, you know, on a roll. So, like, we start with number 380, and you know, we end up with number 450 or whatever it is, you know. So we gotta go over and give everybody a number, and then we mix the numbers up, and then Nick doesn't care. He doesn't know our listeners. He doesn't have any biases or anything like that. He just comes in, and he pulls out a couple tickets, and we draw a name. So, and then we get the first one is the second place, which gets an autographed copy of Emily Miller's book, Emily Gets Her Gun. And then the first place is the muzzleloader. So maybe we'll wait till the next break, and when we have some time to actually do that. That break snuck up on me pretty quick there. So, folks, we are taking your phone calls. So we need them. Simply said, I'm out of material. Well, kind of. I mean, I can talk about a bunch of stuff if I want to. Let's talk about the firearms deer season. You know, the muzzleloader season ends today, and that's the 2-week extended muzzleloader season. We had the early muzzleloader season in October, and then we had the week of antlerless muzzleloader season. And then right here after there was a break between firearm season and a 2-week muzzleloader season, which ends today. However, the archery season continues through the end of the month. If you are going archery hunting today, rather than muzzleloader hunting, you must wear your fluorescent orange as required. And if you kill a deer with a bow, it has to be checked in as a muzzleloader kill. In the muzzleloader and firearm season, that is how that works. The Maryland firearm deer season reopens on Friday, January 10th in Region B only. There is no firearm season extension in Region A, which is Allegheny, Garrett, and Western Washington. You are allowed one antlered white-tailed deer statewide. If you did not take one in the 2-week firearm season that started November 30th, and 10 antlerless white-tailed deer total for the entire firearm season, which is the 2-week season, first 2 weeks of December and the 2 days here at the 10th and 11th of January. And there is, for those counties that have Sunday hunting, there is actually a 3-day season, so on private land. You're allowed 2 sick of deer, no more than 1 antlered. And firearms deer season is open on Sunday, January 12th on private lands in Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Charles, Harford, Queen Anne's, Somerset, and St. Mary's and Worcester counties. So only in those counties, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Charles, Harford, Queen Anne's, Somerset, St. Mary's, and Worcester counties. So those counties have Sunday hunting available for the extended firearm season. I know it's a mess, the Sunday hunting system. So the Sunday hunting deal is a mess. Glenn in Baltimore, how you doing, Glenn? How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. Just want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Alrighty.
That's it.
That's it.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See you. There he goes. Good morning. All right. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I remind you to join us on Facebook at The Outdoorsman Radio Show. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, that's a good site. And Maryland Loves Crabs. Also, Ellis Outdoors LLC is another Facebook like, if you like. Let's talk to John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How you doing? Hello, John. Hello, John. Yes, what's up?
I want to ask about the 2 weeks ago you had the DNR guy on.
Yeah, I did.
Talking about freshwater fishing.
Yep.
And you mentioned a spot where they were pulling the blue channel catfish out by the cooler full, and I missed the area. Are there any areas that you can advise me that I should go and go fishing for them? And is this...
You know, I have to review that. I can't tell you where that spot was to save my life. I think it was in southern Maryland somewhere.
Okay. Just letting you know, I'm getting more excited about these blue channels.
Well, you know, you can always visit the podcast, too.
Go to
sir. You go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com.
Yes, sir.
And I think that was the December 14th show.
Yes, sir.
And his name was Keith Lockwood.
Keith Lockwood.
Uh-huh. Keith, K-E-I-T-H. And I think the show is labeled in the second hour of the show, so you can just go right on there. How's
Beautiful.
That sound?
I'll do that, and thank you for his name again.
Yep.
I'll probably give Keith a call.
Yeah, you can do that.
And just thank you for the great work. Keep up the good work. I enjoy your show.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Matt Whitemarsh. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, we're ready to do a little crow hunting this morning.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
You know, I got to tell you, Al, the crow hunting is a lot of fun because you can. It's not like waterfowl. You know what I mean? There's not a whole lot of work invested in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the decoys are a lot lighter, aren't they?
You got that right. and I wanted to tell you, you know, on opening week of gun season, I had, 20 years out here running around hunting. I bought a farm up in Harford County and had a DNR agent for the first time have a stop in my barn while I was butchering to talk to me, and I found that it was a pleasant experience. It was my, you know, don't have very many run-ins or contacts with him, but he actually pulled up and saw me butchering deer inside my barn and came in to talk to me.
Sure, sure.
And said it was one of the quietest opening days he's ever had.
Well, that's good. Calls. Yeah.
And, but, you know, not all encounters are bad, I guess.
Well, you know, I've been checked in the field a few times, and some of them were okay, and some of them, you know, just weren't. And one in particular on the Eastern Shore, you know, the officer was doing his job. We had geese coming into our set. We were out there in the afternoon. The geese weren't. It was a day kind of like today, cold like this. And we were just kind of, you know, waiting. We had one goose down. And here they come off the bay. And they were coming into our rig, and the officer showed up and walked right in the middle of that. And, you know, one of the guys even said, could you give us a minute? We got geese coming. And he goes, I'm here to check your licenses. And he was just a jackass, you know. And you don't have to be that way because, you know, NRP gets a bad name anyway for just doing their job. But it's the way you do your job. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I guess that's my point that, you know, you hear a lot of bad things. Even though I can't explain to you not doing anything wrong, it still strikes the fear of God in you for some reason.
Sure it does.
Anyway, I don't know why, but it does.
Yep.
But, you know, it's not, they're not all bad experiences. And he was just a decent guy, you know, doing his job.
Good deal. Glad to hear it. All right. Well, compliments to DNR Police, NRP. Thank you.
See you, Alan.
All right, Matt. Thanks for the call. See you. Bye-bye. Mike in Towson. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I was just calling. My wife's looking for me. I'm downstairs. I got the coffee pot on.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, let me tell you one more time about what am I going to tell you about? And then we'll draw the name. Hey, the Wild is calling the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, including you and me. Featuring the NRA, country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at thegreatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crabs scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it can tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, let's talk to Tom in Westminster. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Elkin. I just wanted to draw the parallel between what happens at the highest levels of government and what we talk of, or what you talk a lot about, in regard to conservation laws here in Maryland. And I wanted to get your opinion and some of the other callers as well. When you see people like James Clapper commit a felony before Congress, and you see the president lie, and
hey, Tom, let me stop you. I got a question.
Sure.
Boil it down to the outdoors, will you?
Yeah, well, that was my point. As far as what's happening at the highest levels of government, I think it's very germane to conservation laws, because folks see what happens there, and it leads to a general disregard and for the law.
I think that's a societal problem, and I think it cuts across people who hunt and fish. I don't think that the people who hunt and fish are necessarily lawbreakers.
No, not at all. But I think those...
Matter of fact, Tom, most of the people that I know strive very, very diligently to obey the laws. And some of the laws that, you know, that are on the books are a little difficult sometimes to do. And some of those laws are looked at. Here's what we've got going on. Hey, thanks for the call. Here's what we've got going on... right now, the internal discussions are taking place in the Wildlife Service right now. The concepts that the department would like to see, and based on public input, for new regulations are put into place every other year. So they're forming the concepts. The concepts will be taken to the stakeholders meeting sometime next month. The stakeholders will have a discussion on each of the concepts. Some of them will be discussed as good ideas. Some of them will be discussed as, let's see if we can tweak that a little bit. Some of them will be rejected outright. Either way, the stakeholders, the conservation organizations, the people who are speaking for a larger group, are brought to the table and said, instead of somebody imposing something on us, they simply say, what do you guys think? Well, once the guys, the round table of conservation organizations, the stakeholders groups, so to speak, take those concepts back to their memberships, they weigh in on the concept, then they become proposals. And then the proposals are put up for public comment, and public has great input on the laws that regulate our hunting here in Maryland. So it is a kind of an all-inclusive process where you got to make your voice heard. And what happens, quite frankly, is, you know, once a law goes into effect, people go, Well, pay attention, because, you know, it's out there. And it is transparent here in Maryland more so than just about anywhere else. Yeah, I won't say that. I'll say it's very transparent process for hunting laws here in Maryland. So, you know, and if you choose to break the law, then that's something wrong with your heart. Okay? Let's talk about Nikki in Catonsville. Good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Alan?
What's up, buddy?
It's Ricky.
Hey, yeah, Ricky.
I think I think you misunderstood what the guy was trying to say to you. He was talking about, the way I understood, he was trying to explain to you about the cop. You know how you say the cop came to you, and you guys say, give us a second, G7, he said, no, I need...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I think he was trying to talk about him, that top level of government people, they all like ignoring the laws now and breaking it, just like executives,
they're doing whatever
the hell they want, and these lower level following them. I think that's what he was trying to explain.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, I think you misunderstood.
Okay. I got you, buddy. Thanks.
All right,
Ricky. Bye-bye. I don't know. Maybe I did. Do you know, Nick? I don't know either. I got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They are your all-around sporting goods store. Right there. Been there since 1957. Long, long time. If you want it for hunting, they've got it. You want it for fishing, they've got it. They're a full-line Browning dealer. If you want a waterfowl gun, you want a deer rifle, you want a shotgun for shooting sports, they've got all that. You want a handgun for personal protection, you want a shotgun for personal protection. You want ammunition, you want muzzle-loading accessories, you want any kind of fishing tackle or bait, they've got it. Archery, you name it, Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Why not stop by, give them a call. See them. Their fishing sale's coming up here pretty soon, so we'll let you know about that, too. And get ready for fishing season. Get your license and say hi. That's it. Clyde's. Don't forget the website, clydesports.com. We have two winners. We have two winners in our contest. The winner of the CVA muzzle-loading rifle, a Wolf model, is coming up right after I announce the winner of the Emily Miller autograph book. The Emily Miller autograph book called Emily Gets Her Gun has been won by John Lampe. John Lampe. Richard Gourley is the winner of the muzzleloader. Richard Gourley, G-O-U-R-L-E-Y, and John Lampe are two winners for December. Congratulations, guys. We appreciate it. And we hope that you enjoy your loot. So we'll get in touch with those guys and make sure we get their shipping addresses and get them out to them, and we'll go from there. Congratulations to Richard Gourley on the muzzleloader and John Lampe on the book. So there we go. Well, I thought it was a pretty good show here for the first Saturday of the brand new year. On a very, very cold day, I'm going to get dressed up. I'm going to get dressed up just like I told you I was going to do, and stay warm. I'm going to go muzzleloader hunting in Montgomery County this afternoon, and I got one more tip for you to stay warm. Go ahead, Nick. We'll be right back after this. You got a break?
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
And we're back. Let's talk to Richard in Westminster. Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. I just heard my name announced on the radio. I can't believe it.
Oh, you're the what? Muzzleloader winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
Well, yeah, hey, man, that's great.
Did he say my name? And then you spelled it, and I said, that's me.
Oh, great. Glad to hear that. All right. You got my email address, Richard, right?
Yeah.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yes, sir.
Send me your address. We'll get that CVA shipped out to you.
Will do. Hey, and you're a better man than me if you're going out in this weather.
I'm going out this afternoon. I'm going out where it's 30 degrees, not 6.
Okay.
So
it warms up that much for you.
Yeah, well, I hope so. We're looking at the forecast. So, hey, we're going to be out there anyway. There's snow on the ground. The deer will be moving. I'm happy. I'm a happy man. Well, maybe we'll get one.
There you go. Good luck to you, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
There he goes. All right, folks, that does it for the first Saturday of the new year. Ellis@ellisoutdoors is the email. And like us on Facebook at The Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, all those. And now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the